In 2013, a group of six veterans, all who had served in Afghanistan, created a business cultivating saffron and potentially peace. The climate in Afghanistan is ideal for growing saffron, and it provides an alternative to poppy and opium farming, one of the primary sources of income for the Taliban. Contributor Jennifer Ait Lee went to Harvard University to meet up with Kimberly Jung, the co-founder of Rumi Spice.
Thanks for joining us today, Kimberly.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, of all the spices in the world, your company, Rumi Spice, focuses right now on saffron. Why saffron?
Saffron is a wonderful spice. It's actually the most expensive spice in the world. And the reason why it's so expensive, it has to be hand-picked, flower by flower. There's three red stigmas per flower. And Afghanistan happens to have one of the best climates to grow it. And it's also a viable alternative to growing poppy for opium, which is why Rumi Spice chose saffron as its premium spice, so that we can bring these products directly from Afghan farmers to international consumers.
And everyone in your company basically has a military background in Afghanistan or has worked in Afghanistan in some other context. So, I mean, how did you guys like notice that this was a good alternative to poppy?
A lot of farmers grow poppy because it's their only source of income. Afghanistan is a very dry place, and poppy is one of the crops that does not require very much water. And thankfully, saffron doesn't require very much water either. One of our founders, his name is Chris Counts. He is a Marine. He just recently got out of the military, but he was deployed in the Helmand province and worked directly with farmers who had to grow poppy. And the way that he describes it, poppy was the only thing that economically could support and feed their families. And so I also worked with Afghans. I was part of a provincial reconstruction team. And what I found was that a lot of the foreign intervention and the traditional ways that we'd been helping in Afghanistan helped out a lot, but they only went so far. And there was an extra element that needed to be bridged in order to bridge that gap. And what I really believe that gap is sustainable economic development. And this is something that I've been learning at Harvard Business School. And I'm really all about for-profit social enterprise. So this is what Rumi Spice is all about. We take saffron directly from the Afghan farmers and we bring it to international consumers. It's a very high margin product that brings a lot of income to the farmers and gives farmers up to six times more income than growing poppy. And saffron is a gateway to other very awesome products, like, you know, so Afghanistan grows pomegranates, raisins, pistachios, a whole array of fruits and nuts. And what we aim to do at Rumi Spice is to help build up that Afghan brand, to make everyone realize that it's a place that's worth investing in, that the people are worth investing in.
And how expensive is saffron exactly?
Saffron can be extremely expensive, almost as expensive by weight as gold, believe it or not. I would say in general, the price for saffron can be anywhere between $15 to $40 per gram.
And then how much of that gets back to the farmers?
So we try to maximize profits to reinvest back into the farmers. So that's actually one of the main things that we have upcoming on our plate, is to build a processing center in Afghanistan where we can buy the flowers all in one place and do the processing so we can keep standards really high. In answer to your question about the profits back to the farmers, so the farmers get paid immediately in cash, actually, and they're actually not allowed to sell saffron above or below the market price under Sharia law. So that's something, the mechanics of that we're still working out, but we see our farmers more as partners rather than just suppliers. And it's been quite a journey, I would say. We started this company while I was still a first-year business student, and I didn't know anything. I mean, I would only learned what I learned in school, but doing this has been an eye-opener, because I've been able to make relationships I would have never made, and I actually got a chance to go to Afghanistan, this time as a civilian, and I brought my entrepreneurship professor with me, and we were able to leverage our military contacts and generally our Afghan contacts to start to create the network of farmers on the ground and people that we knew and operatives so we could start building this company. So when I was over there, I met with farmers, and I remember that meeting was pretty interesting because these very traditional Pashto farmers would not shake my hand when we first met because it wasn't within their cultural bounds and norms to do so. But by the end, we had negotiated a contract and I had bought saffron from them, and we basically didn't physically shake hands, but, you know,
emotionally
shook hands. And we've been in contact with them since, and I'm very, very proud to say that they have told us that they're doubling their production of saffron for next year. And we're looking at making Rumi Spice something that can make a change in the world, an impact on Afghanistan that is not just an idea, but an actual company and a business to help lay a foundation for peace.
Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Kimberly Jung is co-founder of Rumi Spice, and Jennifer Eightley is co-founder of the literary studio Plimpton.